Blog Talk Radio.
There's our cue, everyone. Of course, we do have cue also that's going to be on the air with us today. But welcome, everyone, beloved gods and goddesses, brothers and sisters all over the world. We thank you again, and thank you so much for your support, for your presence, for your unending loyalty, I guess, for each other. Being here during this ascension period of existence. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, today is February the 12th, 2023, a couple more days till Valentine's Day. And of course, every day, not just on Valentine's, should be all about love because that's who we are. All right. So let me go ahead and bring Zaria in. I know she has a couple of messages. So just to just give you an idea of what our agenda is for today, we have CJ Tran, who's going to be showing up and talking in depth, well, as far as what he's aware of in regards to his project of bringing people together of similar projects to collaborate and really get our humanitarian projects in alignment and in great order, so organizations. So he's going to be coming on board real soon. And then the other who will be accompanying him is going to be, you know, RQ, who is Source, and he's going to give us his point of view regarding our projects, the projects, you know, to help all of humanity and Mother Earth or Gaia or Terra Christa to evolve into higher frequencies and to help all of us, you know, as the oneness that we are as a planet. So we'll go ahead and I'll bring Zaria in and we'll go from there. All right, Zaria, hello. How about unmuting, please?
I did. Anyway.
Yeah, okay, hi. Well, how are you doing today, Zaria?
I'm fine. How is everyone else?
Good.
I wonder.
Yes, we're looking forward to our call today.
Well, what's happening with me. I went on my companion put me on a weight loss thing, and it's working very, very well, actually. When I started, 27 pounds.
Pardon me?
What?
Okay. You were what at?
I was at 27 or 22? I can't remember which. Anyway.
No, 23, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 223 pounds. I am now currently at 212 pounds. So, yes, it works. and you can tell them the website to go to get that solution, if you would, please. And I'm going to be reading from the book, from Diane Robbins' books. And this one's called Telos. So people have always wondered about Telos, the city beneath Mount Shasta. I'm going to read two sections here, short ones. And one of them is called How Do You Get to the Underground City in Mount Shasta? That's been on everyone's mind for a long time. Through the tunnels, of course, which are strictly guarded and camouflaged. Only our people know the way. Soon you too will be given directions to locate us, and you will be met by one of us who will lead you through the underground tunnels to our city. It isn't far, just a mile or two beneath the ground. And once you're safely in the tunnels, there are conveyances that will take you the rest of the way to our city. We wait for this day. We pray for this day, which soon will be here. And of course, the other segment I'm going to read is talks about your tax system is fraudulent. As you know, there is no tax system in subterranean cities or in Hollow Earth. We are tax free, and everything we need is generally given to us from Terra Christa herself. It seems ludicrous to us to have to pay a tax on fruit from our Mother Earth, gardens and grains from her fields, that she yields so generously. We wonder at the reasoning behind taxing the foods that are supplied from the universal food basket of abundance and denying people their share. Here in Telos, all foods and commodities are free and all freely given and bartered for. This way, everyone has everything they need to live a life where all necessities are met, and which results in freedom of time to live and develop our creativity. We don't think about money or taxes, and our thoughts are free to roam the universe. In Telos, we go about our business in complete alignment with universal laws. We know that your tax system on the surface is fraudulent, so we don't participate in it. We don't ever tax anyone for anything. Our laws and regulations are direct from Creator, and the Creator that we answer to. There's no middleman. In the way, we bring all our business concerns to our councils, where we resolve conflicts individually and according to universal law. This way, only justice is enacted and only justice results. We are very particular about our business connections and seek only those contracts which are aligned with universal law. There is no profit ever gained at the expense of another, for all are that other, and by protecting others, we protect ourselves. We are saddened by the state of affairs on the surface. You have become slaves to a corrupt system of usury. You have unwittingly given your power away and worked long hours to pay debts that you don't really owe. We believe in democracy and the right to all human beings to live in peace and the abundance and in a system supported by the justice for all. We are free of income taxes. We acknowledge the sovereignty and desire to be free of income taxes. In Telos, we pay no taxes, nor is such a thing ever considered. We are a free people, each and every one of us, and equally responsible for the economics of our society. Everything we need or use is exchanged through our barter system, barter and trade, which is the perfect system. The system acts as an even exchange, so that we can freely obtain and trade for whatever we need. This gives us a latitude of and freedom in our exchange system and makes bartering fun. No one is deprived of anything, nor is anything ever taken from us. We value our freedom above all else. We would never allow a system of taxation to exist, for it would deprive us of our inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Sound familiar? On the surface, you have been duped by your government into believing that you have to pay taxes. Nothing is further from the truth, for in truth, you establish your government as so as not to be burdened by taxes. You are still free, you just don't know it. In Telos, all our goods are equal value, and we price things within a certain range so that they can be exchanged for a variety of items. All domestic items are made by us, and we import only technological equipment when we need to and return it when we're done. It isn't necessary for us to own everything we use, such as in your custom on the surface, we share what we need, hence eliminating the factory production system and long hours on a conveyor belt. Our life is easy, providing all we need in half the work time. And that's their message to you. Take it to heart and abolish your taxation, because it is totally illegal, shouldn't be. And in reality, when you pay your taxes, it goes directly to the Crown of England. So think about that one. That's all. Take yourself off mute, dear.
I guess that was my turn. I had to unmute myself. That was absolutely beautiful for today's call, Soraya. As
I know.
We move forward on our ascension, you know, it really is about realizing, you know, that we have been enslaved and programmed to believe everything that is the opposite of everything you've said regarding the life within the inner and hollow earth, that all is free, that they all know what freedom is, and that they all just share, and that they don't own anything. Because as you said initially, you know, from Diane's book, is that there is a universal food basket. I've never heard that saying, so that was absolutely wonderful. But again, it's
okay,
really
one last thing, dear.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's also no Republicans and no Democratic parties.
No parliament either, right?
Nope, none of that.
No, there's no bickering, none of the 3D existence that is, you know, in terms of what we live in versus how they live within the earth. So that's a message for everyone to really take into heart and understand what we are facing as far as transforming everything that we know of in 3D into the beautiful inner and hollow earth atmosphere and knowingness of who we are and what we want to create presently, which we are already doing. And so thank you for your message for today, Soraya. Thank you. Now, before we bring CJ on, I was wondering if we could have your dad come through and maybe talk a little bit about talking about blessings. You know, in the inner and hollow earth, everything is perfect. Everything is such a blessing for everyone. And so conversion, to convert everything that we know of it as far as this illusion of 3D, and then understanding that now is the time to be able to get back to who and what we are all about as a planet, as humanity, etc. So would you be able to bring your father in for, you know, a few minutes?
Indeed, beloved goddess.
Oh, hi, Sora. Always such a treat and wonderful to have you on our call on this very beautiful day. So our theme our theme for today is really, again, about the oneness, and that these, and in particular, the oneness that we are, but in particular right now, we are going to be blessed with blessing. So tell us from your point of view, in general, what are blessings and how did we inherit, because we all talk about, well, we're inheriting some monies or whatever when we go in, for those that are, you know, if you're exchanging, et cetera. So tell us, do you know the origination? Well, I'm sure you do. How did all of that originate, that we would come to this existence knowing that we were going to be working on bringing, you know, abundance to the earth with these blessings? Now, so tell us,
well,
your
definition. It all,
yeah.
it all started, all came to a head, so to speak, when your movement called the New Age movement began. That was back in your, I believe, back in your 70s. Yes, all that far back. And so you had a lot of what you call organizations had gotten together to treat humanity with love and kindness and abundance. And, of course, in different forms, it all began. But recently, more recently, shortly after, which was called, your war with Iraq. Yes, that shortly after that was when it was the decision was given to move forward with the which you term blessings. And that's when they decided to reevaluate currencies, and even more so now with the Zimbabwe dollar note bond and your Iraqi dinar, which is now quite valuable, and also your Vietnamese dong, currency that was devalued during the Vietnam conflict. Now, understand that all of the, what you call, blessings were formulated at that time to be in a global currency reset, which was to be to end poverty. That is the purpose of it, to end poverty on the planet. So your blessings that you are about to receive in monetary form, but also understand it is the quantum financial system. It will, the paper money will be a thing of the past. It will be literally a financial changeover, before the banks will not be able to take advantage of you, or even the system. So the quantum financial system doesn't have to do with any bank laws that they have today on the surface. There are some also other banks that are sprouting up, one called the People's Bank and one called the One Financial Facility, all not related to the giant banking corporation. They're totally separate from it. They're separate from what you call credit unions. They're separate from all of that. And they only work under the constitutional law. So they're going to be quite popular very shortly. And
go ahead. Go ahead, Zora. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. And then, of course, your blessing that is presently coming to fruition, I mean, it's already in movement already. Many peoples have already gotten their exchange, but are unable to speak of it because they have signed what is termed an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. So understand that they would love to talk about it, but they can't, in lieu of losing their blessing. So they're not going to do that. So now, as everything is moving forward and all the obstacles are being removed that are blocking it, you'll soon be getting your notifications one way or another. Once the time arrives and the word is given, then of course Quasar, in her wisdom, will do what is termed as send out a newsletter that will state urgent, 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 and then there will be a meeting after that, so probably a few meetings after that, to bring everyone up to speed as to where they go to do their exchange and, you know, all that. Anyway, so that is pretty much the gist of it.
Beautiful, Zora. Thank you. I think we're also still waiting, not just for the notifications, but we're also, there's so much discussion still in regards to how we are going to redeem, whether we could do it online or whether we have to go to a facility of sort, financial facility to be able to do exchange. But real quick, before we bring CJ on board,
you won't be able to do it online.
Okay. How could you speak a little bit for about 5 minutes about our humanitarian project, the importance of it, and obviously we know the purpose.
It's important for humanitarian projects because understand if you just given the funds and you have no structure, where are you going to focus your help? That is the reason for the humanitarian projects to be implemented. That will begin a snowball effect of eliminating poverty.
And how many people have, how many beings or light workers or however, you know, maybe they're not light workers, but already are still working with the same program that we're on to be able to alleviate poverty and bring abundance to the world. How many of us are there to begin this process?
Not enough.
Whoa. I guess that tells us a whole lot. So
indeed.
Wow. Okay. So we have a great deal of love work to do ahead of us.
Indeed,
all right,
we do.
So why don't
understand,
you know,
there are peoples in every country. In every country, there are several thousand peoples who are in this movement of relieving the poverty levels in their country. So yes, there are when I say not enough, in my eyes, there's not enough. In your eyes, there's probably a multitude of peoples. But in my understanding and all this, it simply could be more.
Okay. Hey, Leslie, you know, Trump, he's been the one that has been very, very focused on on this process of humanitarian projects. And he has a list of them, right? For those who do not have, you know, a focused passion in order to be able to move forward. Yeah. So people could, take that into consideration when it's time. But I think it's really, really important, really, to go just within oneself to understand what is your passion at right now that you might be able to bring to the world. Everybody is so unique in their own ideas creations that they would like to be able to share with the world. So, I mean, take what you know and really feel greatly about and utilize that as part of your humanitarian project. So whether or not it's art, whether or not it's music, whether or not it's, something having to do with energy or feeding the sick, et cetera, every single focus, every single passion that we all have that would be a great way to get started on your journey. But anyways, okay, so I'm going to go ahead, Zora, just stay on board, if you will. After CJ, we have our beloved Q also, who's going to be coming on board and is going to add more substance and more understanding to the process as well for all of us, because it is that time that we need to really hone in on not just getting your papers together, but really getting your understanding and your heart minds so you're very focused on what is nearing very, very soon. So, okay, so let's go ahead and bring CJ in. And after that, we'll have Q come in. All right. So we're very blessed to have both of them here today as we begin and really focus in on our humanitarian projects. All right. All right. Let's go ahead and get CJ on board.
Hello.
Hi, CJ. You know,
hi, Jane.
First of all, hi. Can you hear us okay?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, perfect. Beautifully. All right. So just a little bit of our understanding of you and your abilities to be able to. So CJ has been a follower of our calls for many years, and he has a family who he dearly loves and cares for. He's also has a huge heart. Maybe I'm going to let you go ahead and explain a little bit about what you do and what your passion is in regards to our humanitarian projects. Why don't we start there? A little bit about you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jane, for having me. And sure. What an honor to be on the call today. So I appreciate it. Well, let's see. How about I start when I was born? How about that? I'll do a quick history lesson.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the late 70s, I was born in Saigon, Vietnam, and lived there until I was about 7 or 8, and escaped with my dad. A lot of people were escaping at that time into refugee camps. And so we lived in a refugee camp for a while, and then we finally came to the United States. A family sponsored us, and I grew up like all the other kids, going through the school system. My dad got a job to support the family, after high school, I wanted to go to college. And so I decided I wanted to be a youth pastor because the family that sponsored our family, they were heavy Christians. They were part of a church group that sponsored us. And so I felt like being, a pastor going into the Christian faith belief would be something I'd like to do. So I went to Lutheran College to study to be a youth pastor, and then met a girl and then switched over to Roman Catholicism and went for my master's. So that's how I got into all the religion stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's
CJ, so you went to college, you became a youth pastor, correct?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, okay.
I went to study for youth pastor, but then I met a girl and she was Catholic. And so I want to be Catholic or not? And then so I switched over and But okay. Now I'm doing IT. For the past like 15 years, I've been doing IT.
Okay. So that was your master or in? Was in
It was in... yeah, so...
go ahead.
I went from the Lutheran College to a Roman university to a Byzantine Catholic university.
Okay.
So it was all in theology.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, all theology stuff. Yep.
And how did you get into IT?
Well, when I decided that I wanted to have a family, I realized that a theology degree was not going to pay for the bills. So I was like, maybe I better get a job that pays, you know, to take care of the family. So that's why I switched over to IT. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tell us now at this point, you know, how did you, of course, I don't know how long you've been listening to our Zora calls and other calls that are always talking about the humanitarian projects. How did you begin to kind of move in that direction, and what has been your passion regarding that?
Yeah, so around 2018, I, you know, was researching on how to make more money, pretty much. Everybody wants, you know, to make more money. And
sure.
I ran across this idea about purchasing some Zim. And so that's how I got on the train. And, you know, I started hearing about, you know, Zora Call and Jared Rand and, you know, just following the Intel Chronicle and keeping an ear open, and you just get connected through the Intel community eventually. And so that's how I got into this, the revaluation of currencies. And then in 2020, summer of 2020, I decided that we got to get people together with projects. How are we going to communicate with everybody? How are we going to get all this stuff going? And so that's when I started investing into the humanitarian projects.
Beautiful. All right. Okay, so you have a background in IT. That's something that we all need right now, is to be able to know more. And you have the expertise in regards to so what is your passion? What is a couple of your projects that you have in hand? And again, you know, you want to be able to help others to collaborate and come together on their particular projects. But what is your project? What is your project? What is your passion that you would like to bring to the
world? Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I was thinking about projects and, you know, whether it's housing or water, or, you know, there's so many focuses, areas to focus on. And I just wanted to create a general blanket kind of project. And my idea was to have, it's grown a little bit, but ultimately right now it's called the Center for Imagination. And basically the idea is anyone can come to our center. And, you know, if you like to make purple paper airplanes, we're going to fund you to make purple airplanes. So basically, I didn't want to single out anyone, you know, I got a degree in project management. Oh, yeah, you'll be useful. Come. So I wanted anybody, if they wanted to come to our center and they wanted to do something that made themselves happy and help the world, we'll fund you, because everybody's working right now and they can't really do what they love. So come to our center.
Right.
Support you. And that's my idea.
Beautiful. I love that. So are you thinking about spreading the centers all over the place then, in order for people to participate?
Well, I don't know how popular it's going to be. Maybe we'll start with one. We'll start with one in my town here and see what people, how many purple airplane people are going to be making airplanes.
I'm going to be there. I love that. I want to get a purple airplane. The kids are. Our kids are going to love that. So, all right. So tell us more a little bit about the, tell us about the project that you have at hand in terms of people coming together, collaborating, utilizing a system where they can be able to interact with one another. Tell us a little bit about that project.
Yep. So back in July of, I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. So July of 2020, we started having weekly calls, and we started pretty much organizing people and their projects. Right now, we have a list of about 180 people in different groups, and these groups, you know, as you mentioned, we got from Trump, housing, agriculture, water, oceans, health.
Mm-hmm.
So if your project falls under one of these groups, then we would have a group leader, and then your groups would meet to discuss, you know, your specific group and what your needs are. And then we had a group called Other, just in case, you know, your project was something else that wasn't on the list. And, mm-hmm. So we started meeting and collaborating, and we got group leaders. We built a website, and we went as far as we could, but obviously, the energy kind of died down a little bit. But you know, I still have a list of everyone, and maybe we
Good.
Can revisit it.
Okay.
And start things rolling again.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, talking about the project and your how many? So, how, you've got about 180 people already, and how many team leaders do you have? And how often do you guys meet?
Or well, it we haven't done much since 21. We started
okay.
in summer of 2020, and then. About March of 2021, we kind of put it on pause.
Got it. Sure,
yeah. But we did have group leaders. We didn't have
How
group
many
leaders
did
for
have?
Every group. I think we had about 9 or 10.
Okay.
There were 9 or 10 groups that had leaders. Some groups had 2 or 3 leaders. Some groups just had 1 leader. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So, all right. So if for those that are listening now, do you have a website presently so people can kind of visit it and understand a little bit more about what your process is?
Yeah, no, we don't have one right now. We spent a lot of money and time building it. And I think if we're going to start this up again, maybe we can have people contact me, and then we can talk about how we can share information.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so would you do you want to share right now what your number is as well as your email, so people can reach out to you?
Yes. Yeah. So I have an email. It's called CJ Tran. Dot P4H at Gmail. So it's just my name, C as in Charlie, Juliet, Tango, Romeo, Alpha, November, dot P4H, which stands for Project for Humanity. So P as in Papa, the number 4, and H as in hotel. So cjtran.p4h@gmail.com. And, you know, send an email there and say, hey, I'm interested in oceans. I'm interested in agriculture. You know, can you put me on the list?
Okay.
And we can start to organize everything. And if you want to call me, my phone number is 617-600-8726. That's
617-600-8726.
Yeah, one more time. 617-600-8726.
Okay. So of the projects, could you just list for us presently the projects that you have? How many projects do you have that people already could, you know, that people might be interested in that you already have moving forward?
So that's a great question because
how many do you?
I had lost some of the information. So I have the emails of everyone, but I think we can quickly get those groups back again.
Okay. Wonderful.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if everybody knows a little bit about Trump's list of humanitarian projects, that's the basis of the project so far. And then people can call you or text or email you. And what should they say on the subject line to make it easier so that, you know, you don't
you
get...
You can put humanitarian project. That email is all for humanitarian projects. So you're
perfect.
Welcome to put, you know, I'm interested in housing or,
uh-huh.
you know,
oh, cool.
whatever group you're working with. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's really great. All right. So let's see. How are we doing here on time?
And
we have go ahead.
I'd like to say that if you are interested in helping me, I could definitely use the help. I don't want this to be just about CJ. You know, I want to be a point of a resource point. So if you're interested in helping out, please let me know that too.
Of course. Yeah. We will be. Yes. Yes. We will stay connected with the people and the project. We definitely would like to be able to do that. So, yeah, we'll stay connected and we'll go from here to, you know, to its completion. And talking about helping, I'm going to be, let me see if it's time. We have about 15 minutes before we bring Q in, although I did say I was going to bring him in earlier. So let me go ahead and bring him through.
Okay.
Because I thought I was going to bring him in earlier. But anyway, so let's go ahead and bring Q in. I'm sure he's got some information for all of us to get motivated as well and go forward from here. Okay. Oops, hold on a second. Where am I at here? Okay, everybody. Here we go. Let's see if we can get Q.
Good day.
Hi, Q. Sorry I was a little bit late. In calling you, but we welcome you to our Blog Talk show today.
Right on time, as always.
Okay. Well, we just had a little bit of a review with CJ, who is also on the line. And just to give you an update of what CJ has been talking about, CJ, we have Q on the line now with all of us. So just tell him real quickly about what you have done to go forward on the humanitarian projects, and we'll go from there with Q.
Hi, Q. Well, back in midsummer of 2020, we started a group where we would organize people with their projects into different groups. And so as of today, I have a list of about 180 people, and we'd like to maybe contact them again to see if they're still interested in that group or another group and continue on with their projects.
Fabulous. Thank you for inviting me today.
So it's all about collaborating on similar projects and going forward with the humanitarian projects. So my question, well, did you want to make a comment at all regarding projects in general right now, or should I ask a question or two?
Is that for me?
Q?
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, now we can hear you pretty well. Yeah, so...
Yeah, forgive me.
Sure. So,
go ahead, ask again, please.
Sure. So we know that you've been working with others regarding projects, humanitarian projects specifically. Could you share a little bit of that with us? In regards to the importance and the purpose, et cetera, of the humanitarian projects.
Yeah, thank you so much. Again, it's a privilege to participate in this topic, and I cherish the topic. And is much fun as I like to have with all topics. I do consider this significant event for all of us in realizing that our internal drive system is about ready to go full throttle, so to speak, because we're starting to recognize that the old ways just don't work for very, very expansive beings of light. And so it's been a great privilege to see all these great ideas come in front of me on my desk and get to look at them, and they're just amazingly positive in their relationship for thinking of others at a minimum, and what we all can do to participate to help your brothers and sisters and neighbors and so forth. And so it's just been an incredible experience for me to watch that unfold. But what's more exciting for me is watching the volume and attrition of folks come in front of me and how they're evolving concurrently in their projects with themselves. And you're going to find more and more the projects will have a personality just like the individual who is inspired to do the projects. So please direct me how you want to conduct your show. I'm happy to participate however you want, but it's unlimited the capabilities that we all have when we are collectively collaborating, and that's the one item that is consistent with everyone who at least calls me, is there's a great thirst and commonality with all these projects to have immediate collaboration, and that's very natural for me. A society to want to collaborate and not tell people what needs to happen. Ask what should we do? So I'm a huge fan of that. And please, Jane,
okay.
Direct me how
well,
you wish.
Sure. So I think I'm gonna ask CJ, you know, understanding kind of where things are at with your projects and the people that you are presently working with. I'm sure that you probably have a question or two for Q regarding that.
Well, right now, as I said, we have a list of people, and it's about getting them back together, I guess, in a sense, getting the band back together. One of the challenges that I remember when we did these groups was the communication aspect of it, because of different time zones. We had people in China and Australia, and communication, there are multiple degrees of it where we're repeating things. Somebody missed it and, where are we at right now? So I guess, I don't know if it's a question, but it's more of a comment maybe, that one of the challenges is clear communication and That's one thing that we want to try to focus on as we communicate with, you know, hundreds and maybe mm-hmm. thousands of people in different groups, you know, how best to do that.
Yeah, that's a great question. And one of my questions too for everybody, and how we marry our excitement with communication and collaboration. So I ask you, if you don't mind, a few questions. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
When you look at, regardless of type of project and regardless of geography, what is the driving communication that everybody is desiring? Could you summarize what is the communication that needs to happen because one person's in a different geography than another?
Can you ask that again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so what's the importance of having to talk to somebody around the world?
Well, they...
What are they doing intrinsically that they need to work together? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, they just want to be a part of a group. And because when we started these meetings, they wanted to participate in the meeting in our time zone in the U.S. here. And so, you know, they could take what we're doing and do it in their time zone, you know, like a cookie cutter kind of thing. But because we were just starting out, they had to, you know, we had to make sure that if they wanted to participate live, that we had to coordinate the time zones. So that was a difficult thing.
Okay, so participate live with what?
With the conversation. You know, let's say we had someone in China and they wanted to be a part of the housing group, right? And the housing group is meeting tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern time, which that's a different China time, and they couldn't participate live if they wanted to ask questions.
Okay, very good. Now, in that regard, let's use a housing group as an example. What's the dialogue? What are the initiatives? What are some of the processes in which you're conducting these meetings?
Well, we would start with, in a sense, you know, who just wants to share their project. And we had them verbally talk about it. We also had people write it down and email it to us. And then, you know, we would ask other questions. Okay, well, what area are you? Are you focusing in Florida housing projects or, you know, and how do I get people close to me in Florida that can, you know, work with me? So we started with, you know, who has what projects and then what groups. And then once we actually got into the groups, we got down to the more, concrete specifics about, you know, how do we carry this out? What are the needs for my community? And I wasn't really in all of the conversations. I was kind of, a central point where I could point people to different things. But there was just a lot of conversations going on everywhere. I'm not sure if that answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so when the housing group, so to speak, when you start having these calls, do you start breaking down into deliverable scopes and or tasks associated with what a housing group might look like in a given geography?
I believe some groups were a little bit more detailed than others, but we hadn't. I don't remember us getting to a point where it was, okay, you know, we have money. Next week, let's get the contractors pouring concrete. We didn't get to that point yet.
Okay.
It was just a conversation. How do we implement things? That's what I remember.
Okay, very good. And so regardless of geography, maybe you have – would you have satellite groups? Is that how it works? So there's a housing hub, so to speak, and then in Georgia they have their own group, and then in Lithuania they have their own group. or how would that work as far as, you see where I'm going? What was implementation look like as the rubber
yes.
meets the road?
Yeah, my thinking was that because I'm in the U.S. here, you know, we would get people in the U.S. and then if you are in Australia, then you would take this template and you know, implement it in Australia. So that was my thinking.
Have you had a template created then for an implementation program, as you stated?
No, we're not that far.
Okay. Is there people within the organization who are excited about making an implementation program?
Yes, I definitely believe so. There are people who have
okay.
masters in business administration and who are very knowledgeable about all this stuff. So I remember some very talented people.
You betcha. And there is a vast amount, definitely, that I've come across in LWS. When you look at that model, let's just call it a model real quick, a template, so to speak, is there a hierarchical process involved in that? The housing leader in Georgia, the housing leader in Lithuania as an example.
I don't believe so. I think we were just trying to keep it, you know, whoever wanted to be a leader could be a leader. It wasn't like, you know, the CEO leader is at the top here. We weren't trying to do that.
It gets kind of tricky getting people organized now, doesn't it? And avoiding hierarchies, isn't it? Yeah. And you see what I'm fishing for here, right? All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's really fun now is if you're brutally honest with yourself as we go forward here, it doesn't matter what project it is, everyone's going to get the truth whether they're not. Do they love pushing the pencil or do they love swinging the hammer? And I'm quite convinced everybody loves everybody having shelter. But now what's unique about the third dimension, for lack of a better definition, a dense frequency we're in, once you assign all these people their roles, so to speak, because they've self-assigned their roles, that engine gets very, very powerful if each individual loves what they're doing. Would you agree?
I do. Yes, I agree.
Right. And so now that brutal honesty starts revealing itself when you want to go forward, the excitement about building homes starts to get brutally honest, doesn't it? So you'll see that in most cases, the resources are the least of the issues, aren't they?
Right. Right.
Yeah, and anyway, this is a message of encouragement. Is I love it because it's proof that slower is faster if everybody's in their right, let's say, bailiwick. Great advancements. I think that is really fulfilling for me to hear. I hadn't realized that you'd already assembled groups. I applaud you.
Well, it's been fun, and you know, the goal here is to get everybody excited about what they want to do to help the planet. And
okay,
yeah.
So I have a question, CJ.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you've got this large organization already, right? And you have so-called the leaders. And how did they chose themselves to be leaders, or did you kind of talk with them to find out what their leadership capabilities were and what their main ideas were, or are they just placed in a slot per se because they want to be able to work on this particular project?
Yeah, I knew from the beginning,
you know,
that
like,
I didn't want to micromanage. I didn't want to manage at all.
Oh,
I wanted people to be inspired
okay.
for what they did. So we had meetings and we said, hey, in the health group, who has projects that deal with health? And then
right.
we broke off into those groups. You know, next week, all the health people are going to get together. Okay, today's the
right.
health meeting. Who
right.
wants to be the leader in the health group? And that's what I did. I said, who wants to,
okay.
you know, Maybe lead is not the right word, but maybe who wants to take the reins of this and
and it is it is my passion to point out that let's say the ambition, the desire is for homes for the homeless, example, and you've already identified a need and an opportunity for inspiration to fill in one of those components, which you're saying is communication. So someone in your group is now very excited, just heard this, is an expert in communications. Is that a fair statement? So just by asking questions, hey, does anybody interested in doing communication, coordination, and collaboration, consolidation, et cetera? And inevitably, that person's going to show up just because you're inspired with the need. Even a need is inspirational, isn't it?
Yep.
So now we get to apply that in real time. Just our intentions, this is how powerful our intentions are, especially when we communicate it in harmonics. I guarantee you someone's going to reach out to you immediately during this call and or after this call to someone in your group saying, hey, I do this for a living. See, notice that your example of housing. Well, people are already doing that on the planet, right?
Right.
So we don't need level one society to build homes. We have lots of contractors and construction workers. We just want to do it in a highly expressive, inspirational, purposeful way, right? So we don't want to be told. We want to ask. Is the summation I see when I look at LWS, like, hey, there is a flat spot over here. Let's go comb it real quick. You know, I mean, we could use a lot of words, but I hope that helps a little bit. Is I'm watching it happen in real time, and I'm giving great encouragement. We don't have a choice anymore. You can force things down the road, but with great encouragement, watch how when you only use your inspiration to make decisions, everything just shows up now. Everything is very fluid. Ever since about 2012, 2013, you should be able to see synchronicity working more and more redundantly in your life if you're really brutally honest with yourself about only doing what your passion is. Anyway, please continue. Forgive me for being so outspoken.
And I saw the synchronicity, you know, when we were having these project meetings, a leader would show up. Oh, yeah, I know all about water. I've had, you know, 20 years of cleaning water of my city, and people just showed up. And I definitely recognized that when we started this.
Anyway, that's my clue, hint, and suggestion that in your communications initially, we communicate any need and or have a needs, a Rolodex of needs categories, not to build a piano out of anything here, but once you have a needs and want list, it does come to fruition. And so I like to make those future lists. And that, when I work with people one-on-one, I'm always encouraging them to remove everything from the past as an absolute, and put everything in one column in the future that you desire, and every step you make each day is towards your desire in the future. And so in this case, we would make a column saying in one of the items, obviously, would be master communicator who loves it. Next item, someone who can put shingles on a roof, et cetera. I hope that helps a little bit.
Yes, definitely.
And my own opinion is I say we have a Love One Society radio show every single week. That's what I would do. And it lasts 24 hours a day. Jane, you're going to be busy. You're going to be busy.
Thanks so much, Q. Anyways, I was... I hope that that was pretty helpful, so that it helps you, CJ, to kind of understand where things are. And again, you are so very driven. Otherwise, you would not have even started on this path to be able to help others, help themselves, and help many more through their passion and excitement. So it is. It's a, and I have to agree with Q. It really is all about the needs and wants. In terms of the list of what people seem to understand within themselves, and also what others feel, you know, other people that they speak with. And then the momentum just continues to grow, because that's the passion. That's what drives people, is, hey, you know, we need bridges. We need people to go and fix those bridges. And how did I come up with that? Because Billy told me that the bridges need to be helped, right? Okay, so that's the list that I want to be able to work on, right? And it goes from there. It'll be really easy to do that then. I'll do a lot of investigating, and I'll bring that to the fore. I'll bring that to our polls, right? And somebody else will have something else. Oh, you guys need concrete. I know a bunch of people that are concrete, whatever they are. they do all that kind of work. And then you go on from there to there to there. So it's like building a hospital. Well, I don't want to call it a hospital. Building a center. Like, you want to be able to build the center, right? So how would your center look? What would your center look like, CJ?
Well, right now, I'd probably just find an existing building and rent it. I don't know if I want to purchase it, but I would rent it and clean it up. And in the meantime, I would have advertisement about this center, and, you know, I'd have HR. I'd be hiring HR. I'd be hiring IT. I'd be hiring facility management, you know, just everything that just has to work for you to open a business.
Yeah, and then the people that come there to help you are the people that really want to be able to do it, right? Have capability as well as the passion to be able to want to do that. Because the end result is what? The end result is, you know, this is how we're going to be able to help so many more people, is with this center, and this is what I envision. So, you know, we can talk a little bit more about that, I think, but Q, in regards to, and I think that's a really good, I'm happy that you were able to mention that LWS already has this in progress, and that there is a help. That might be something also that CJ, you and I can probably go and take a look and listen in regards to how they're doing it, so that we can, again, it's all about duplicating a process that's already been playing out and it's really working well. You may want to add to that as well. So we have a foundation there to start with, to assist already with what you already have in place. How about that?
Yeah, that's awesome. I just want to help people get to their joy.
Yeah, that's what inspires you. You know, coming from where you were, how you were born, and how you got here to the United States, and that whole process has led you to the here and now. And now you can begin to really move on your particular joys that you want to have to bring out to help humanity and our world, right? So, hey, Q, while we have you on our call, I was wondering if you could tell us, we have all these humanitarian projects that so many people have their own visions about. So we're looking at, you know, a few thousand, but from what Zora said, we need more people. So I think maybe I'm going to answer my own question, because the more that we do this and the more we're out there, the more we get into other, sites and everything else, and this is what we're doing. Why don't you come and get inspired, et cetera, right? So that's how we begin the process, is connecting, 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 and then it really, really grows.
Hey, Q, that could be a fun board game, huh?
Hey, You know what? I think
hey,
Q.
Yeah. All right. So explain a little more, if you don't mind.
You're talking to me or to
yourself, Jane. What's skinny up the question a little bit. Like what for me, all of the, most of this is semantical in the way we're going. It looks like things naturally.
Okay.
I feel like we're a creek and the water just flows, right?
Correct. And we're going to move towards the big river, right?
If we like to. Otherwise, maybe we'll just go sit on a rock.
All right. So how do you see this play out? Tell us a little bit about your vision in regards to how it's going to be played out, Q.
Well, there's the changes. Do my best to keep this short and sweet here, but you're noticing the changes in your realities because the human being is evolving very quickly. It's growing more of its light. And I feel the words get a little redundant and repetitive, but you're actually seeing it happen in real time in your life. You may not be able to identify it the same way I do with the words, but you're just seeing how your natural motor of excitement works as you dedicate yourself to it. And you're doing it innately. You don't have to overthink this. Life just flows more and more. Yeah, I know I'm talking to some people who live in a ditch, and you're going to get a choice now. You have two choices living in your ditch. You can be excited about crawling out of the ditch, or you can be thinking that that's the only thing you're entitled to have, and that is to live in a ditch. And I know the difference, I assure you. Now, where you're going now is the means of exchange, and the voluntarism that you are expressing is very natural for you. Prior to being in these bodies, all over the universe, you can't help yourself. As I've said, you only have one job ever, and that is helping someone else. There's only one job here, and that is inspiration. So you're going to do something unless you're going to just pray to the sun god and sit on top of the mountain. So you're seeing the very – if you could see us in 20 years, 30 years, you'd laugh at us now because we're evolving so quickly. And concurrently, we're finding the truth in everything. And the truth is absolutely always going to be right in between your chest plate. And all the knowledge in the universe is there. And I will echo it until I'm gone. All that is, all that ever will be, is what you are. Every one of us is a component of God, source, whatever word you like. And you're never going to be able to run from it, and you're never going to be able to hide from it. And the way you use that is through your heart. It's to go within. There's only one book, and you wrote it, as I said. So when you start looking at what you want to do next, and now you look at everybody, Jane, you're starting that there are more and more doing that, and more. Notice how many people quit their jobs during your entertainment of COVID, and they didn't really realize it at the time, but they were a lot happier when they quit their job and they're home with the kids. And by the way, they learned that they only needed $12 a week to live off of, and they got more resourceful and they took greater care of their backyard or their apartment or whatever it was to sustain themselves in all they really needed. And of course, that's where you're going more and more now, is what do you need versus what you want is changing very quickly. And so for me, when you look at us in 7 years, you will be shocked how fast we are going. So I hope that helps with some encouragement.
Oh, I think that was absolutely beautiful. Hey, Q, if you got a couple of more minutes, I was wondering if I could bring in a couple of people who might have a question for you.
Yeah, I was going to go to my adult hockey league, but no, I'll take some more questions.
Okay. All right. CJ, before I let you go, not let you go, but do you have another question for Q? And anyone who's interested in and has a question for Q, go ahead and raise your hand. You know how to do that. Press 1, and I'll see you on the board. CJ?
Yeah, I'm all set for now. Thank you,
You're
Q.
You're all set.
And Jing.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Nice to meet you, CJ. Can't wait to chat with you in the future. Thank you so much.
Yes,
same here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, CJ, thanks. Okay, so our, we have our first caller is 218 ending in 8732. Let's go ahead and get started with you. Just give us your, you know, if you will, please just tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and your question for Q. Thank you. 8732, you're
on the air. Hi, Q. Hi, Q and Jane. It's an honor to be on the phone with y'all. My name is Jennifer Young. I'm in Minnesota. I am currently working diligently to own my own farm and do a permaculture farm the way I believe God intended. And I do have, I am a Zim holder, but the more I understand the Zim holders are the benefactor. And for right now, it seems to be overwhelming to be a benefactor because I want to do the farm. I want to be on the farm. So I'm not sure how if I should be a benefactor or just a beneficiary. And I was wondering, I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to help. I want to sign up other farmers and do all of those things. I just don't know. It seems a bit overwhelming. And I wanted to see, Q, if you could give some insight to people who are kind of in between that. And maybe I have the understanding incorrect as well, so feel free to correct me. Thank you.
Oh, great question. So will the caller be staying on the line, Jane?
Who, this caller?
Yes.
What was your first name again? Jennifer. Okay.
Thank
Jennifer.
You.
Well, go ahead.
I forgot format here, but so a benefactor is, quick, as short as you can, a benefactor is, I want to make sure my benefactor is the same as you.
My understanding from the videos was a benefactor is you have these huge projects and you are trying to connect with big organizations and you're trying to get
okay.
them signed up
okay, hold.
So then they can
okay. Now, hold me there. Now, you love putting multiple people together with large corporations and facilitating and administrating the paperwork and all of the administration paperwork with being a benefactor?
That's the overwhelming part for me.
Okay, so is it fair to say that you that's not your wildest excitement?
Correct. The farm is.
Okay. Okay. How else can I help you?
I guess I just stay on the farm, right?
You're just not going to have a choice because, hey, I love the idea. And we, and by the way, we need that resource. And by the way, we do need to have a lot of nuts and bolts kind of folks in some of these things as we roll out many of these more expansive projects and programs. Don't get me wrong here. But if your role is to be a component of the projects, such as I know how to duplicate my farm over in your place, and you only need half as much space. Holy moly, now we're excited, aren't we?
Right.
So,
right.
So anyway, that's what I'm encouraging everybody to pay attention to, and I can't tell you what your passion is, and I don't have a store for you to go buy it, but it's never going to leave you. And I know you from a million years ago, and I know it's never going to leave you, and it never changes. In this component, it's always changing. It never stops changing. Your passion one day could be different than the other. It's okay. That is really exciting to me and what makes us so special. Thank you so much for the honor of this call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay. Very good. Good. Very good question. Thank you. All right. Our next caller now is, well, it comes up as 1023047. Please come through. You have a question. Please tell us your name and your question for Q. Hello. All right. We will go on to our next caller then. Okay. That is really interesting. Oh, here we go. Okay. So our next caller now is 470 ending in 2627. 2627, you're on the air. Hello. Welcome. 2627?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi. Yes.
Hello?
Who is this? And do you have a question
this
for
is
Q?
This is Edna. I would like to speak to Zora, if I could, please.
Oh, well, Zora's not here at the moment. Did you have a question mm-hmm. for Q?
No.
Oh, that's the first one. Okay. All right. You hang in there. All right. Okay. So let's go ahead and bring our next person through. All right. These are questions for Q, guys. 913 ending in 1145. Hello?
Hello. This is Amanda.
Yeah. Hello, Amanda.
Hi. I have a couple of questions. So I have a humanitarian project that is actually very huge. Nobody knows about it yet because I haven't been able to complete all of the expenses that have gone into this. And a lot of it contains, I've been watching Jared Rand listening to and following Jared Rand for a few years. And I want to get the Celestial Chambers into my humanitarian projects. Until then, I think there's med beds, but I just was thinking, how do I get contacts in the military to work with helping and making a healing retreat, per se, for these children and in the tunnels, starting with that one? I have many projects that I want to do, a total of seven, but I want to employ our homeless veterans. As they've got military skills, I'll need security for these kids. And I basically have it all planned. I just don't have the means to start, or the contacts for the children I'll be helping. Can you help me with that just a little bit, where I should start with that?
Okay, real good. Clearly a topic I'm very familiar with. What component of all the items you gave us, intrinsically, when you wake up in the morning, you love to go do? So, as an example, and these are usually pretty tough questions for people. They usually don't put that one associated with their passion. And the idea is outstanding. But now we want to do something to get our idea going, so we're going to push our car down the road now. Our idea is the car. What is it when you wake up in the morning you want to do with the car? Do you want to be on the back of the car? Do you want to be in the front of the car? What is it you can do right now?
That I can do right now.
What? Because it exists right now.
The humanitarian center is almost a turnkey of one I found in Sedona. Perfect.
Okay, wait a minute. Here. This is to be very, very beautifully of service to you. The healing center is an idea that is outstanding.
Yes.
Okay, it's beautiful. What is it you want to do at the healing center as an example?
Does that make sense?
You want to be administrator of the healing center, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so now I'd like to administrate the services at a healing center. Is that fair to correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so today, what could you do to be the administrator of healing?
Let's remove the intrinsics that you assume you need in order to start being at your wildest excitement and passion. Your wildest excitement and passion, you stated, is I love being an administrator of all these services so I can help others. And one day I'll have a center for that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so your passion would be this morning you'd get up and you'd go, I'm going to call 1,000 healers, regardless of which discipline, and I'm going to get them organized so they can do their healing work. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, sir. That makes sense.
And one component one day might be a technology, a tool called healing beds. Correct? Okay. Now, how does the military and the issues associated with the people who need healing, how does that come into play?
So...
See the difference? See, isn't that? Now, this is not to make light of your words at all. That is always the funniest joke I have, right? I mean, come on. Making light of something? Okay, never mind. Anyway, but it is really fun to examine ourselves, and I do it every day. So you're examining yourself about, this idea is outstanding, but... what's stopping me now from doing it? Well, nothing. Now, scaling it up, heck yeah, you need some help, right? You need to build some facilities. You need to get all these people together and get them aligned, and organizational alignment is very important in bigger scale operations, right? But I'm encouraging to be really honest in what component of this idea is really your passion. I hope that helps a little bit.
What component of it? I can't put my finger on one component. I love the whole concept.
Now, so all I'm saying is every day so the healing center is up and running, and there's 1,000 healers there, and there's 1,000 med beds, and there's 1,000 facilities. You're still going to have passion. So whether you have all these facilities and all these people working with you, and now doesn't really matter in relationship to your passion. Your passion is still here to wake up and do what? And that's the encouragement I have for you is not to be flip or in no way am I judging. It's that this is the resource we have inside of us that makes it manifest very quickly. And that word is very limited, but that is how the universe is here to support us. Is if you're excited about it, the universe is going to be just as excited because it's your universe. Hope that helps.
Yes, sir. I want to the biggest thing of it is I'd love to have the outcome of adoptive children having, if they need it, adoptive homes. I plan on building a few more houses on the property and around the property so that, I mean, where are they going to go? I don't know their quality of life right now, but I want to improve it, and I want people to see these children happy and living ascending lives, you know, not have to go through what they've gone through.
Right. All your words are just are beautiful for me. I will remind everybody that we... Regardless of what we are, where we are, how we are in the universe, regardless of what planet, what being you are, there is a roadmap in us every time, every lifetime, every single component of every life you've ever had, and it is in the heart. So you don't have to sit there and second guess all these line items of things and where's the babies I want to help and where's the money and all. See, that inspirational tool is sitting there, and it makes it happen. And that's what's been stolen from us in this type of human, in my opinion, is you have a roadmap that's brutally perfect and brutally honest and unbelievably efficient if we would just favor that. I hope that helps.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Amanda. All right. All right, Q, I think we will call it in regards to the Q&A for you. I think that was a lot of inner understanding about really getting to who you really are on the inside to bring out an expression of that in a larger vision. So you got to go back within, and where, how do we get that all really started? It always starts within oneself. Go within the heart, and that's where, and once you do that, and once you move in one direction and you feel like, well, that's not really what I want, then you move into a different direction until you really find that this is what I want to do. So let's just say I'm an artist, right? And I love to do, I love to paint. And then you, so one day you say, well, you know what? I've been doing this for a little while, but I'm not really getting to what I really want to be able to do, but you don't know what you want to do. And so all of a sudden something comes to your mind saying, well, you know what? I think I want to, you know, do pastels instead. And then all of a sudden you do that. So now you've got the oils for painting, and then you go here again, and then it's amazing how you get led from one thing to another. So it always starts from within, and then you just begin to follow that train to getting to where that, and there is never really an end to your creativeness and inspiration, but that, let that inspiration just kind of lead you from get-go, from the present now, to what you want, you know, in terms of what you envision, and see how all of the different turns that get you there, but you'll get there because of who you are. So anyways, Q, you know, we love you. We love everything that you, we love every word, every energy that you put forth in terms of understanding. And of course, we love your energy. Thank you so much for being here on our call today. I think it was absolutely famously of importance, and it was very uplifting and inspirational for people. And so we thank you for being here on our call today. Thank you, Q.
Thank you. Beautifulness to you. Have a good day.
Yes, and we will see you on Saturday. So thank you.
Hurrah.
Thank you for that. We can't wait. All right. We'll be in touch again. Thank you. All right. So I think we're going to go. Zora, I think you're still here, correct? Zoraya, hello? Let me go ahead, and I think we need to have Zora here now. Let me go.
You're
and
here.
Oh, there you are. Okay, now it's your turn, Zora. You know, you've had a chance to listen into what Q has been saying, and you've listened to me and CJ. So, from all of that, I know. Tell us about where you're at in terms of your viewpoint regarding bringing forth the projects and, you know, understanding what we need to do. What does your heart, you're only about heart, Zora. So tell us more about where you are with our projects.
Well, you're getting closer to the beginning of them.
Yeah. And that's exactly correct. And so that's so some people already though have had gone through the beginning part of it, you know, really looking at, you know, like example for Bailey, for example, she wants to fix all the bridges in the world, right? Or tear them down, whatever it is, because she wants a more pristine, you know, service in which we live in. So, but anyways, if we talk about the now, and the bridges need to be fixed because, you know, people, so the process of that would be she's got to call the government, she's got to call up the, you know, the people in charge of the city, and then the mayor and all of the people that are involved, and say, hey, listen, we have a problem here. You know, bring that out to them so that they can, okay, so, well, this is what we can do, you know, to help in that regard, you know, if, and if all of the things that need to be done, and Billy is there to kind of tell them what's going on, then, you know, and if they don't listen, then you go on up. You go and talk to the governor or whatever else you do in order to bring the unsafety of it to the foreground. And then eventually you're going to get, because of your drive to get this done, that you will get that done. You know, it's the same thing in terms of what people have been doing already. When we had the pandemic or the scamdemic or whatever we want to do, we had already people saying, hey, don't take the shots. We had doctors who were saying that. We had people who were in opposition to that. But they stayed the ground. They stayed very focused on getting that information out to all of us so we did not have to take, you know, the shots. So anyway, so that's really, Zora, I think what we would like to do now is maybe start off with some Q&As with you for today. And I want to thank you for being on our call. CJ, also thank you so much for being here. A lot to be able to take in and then go from there. So are you ready for some calls, Zora?
Yes.
Zora?
I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and start off with 805 ending in 2507. 2507, we have Zora here. Hello? 805 ending in 2507, do you have a question for Zora? Okay, all right, we'll go on to the next caller. Our next caller now is 850 ending in 7692.
Can you
Hello?
Hear me?
We can.
Can. You hear me?
Can you want to tell us? Yes, we can. And who is this?
My name is Patty.
Okay, Patty. And you have a question for Zora?
I did have a question for Q, so I will pass on one who may have a question for Zora.
I'm sorry? You want to pass?
Yes.
Oh, you have a question for Zora?
It was for Q.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thank you.
Our next caller now. Okay. So everybody, the rest of the call now for today is going to be with Zora. So if you have a question, please raise your hand. And I know we have a couple of people here, I think, that already spoke with Q. If you don't have a question, just press 1 again so that your hand won't be up anymore. All right, so let me go over to, I'm going to start from the bottom here. Okay, so let's go ahead and this is,
hello?
Yes, hi, welcome. We have Zora on the call. Do you have a question for Zora?
Hello, Jane, is that you? Are you hearing me?
It is. Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
Oh. Okay. I'm so sorry. So I had to see, because it was me who before could not take the call because something was not working. So just want to say thank you to you from the bottom of my heart. And I will leave the time for somebody who's got some really precise questions, because I don't have a precise question for Zora now. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You're
lots
welcome.
Of love.
Yeah.
An ocean of love.
As well. Okay, bye-bye. All right. So our next caller now is 250 ending in 8877.
Hello. I'm from, it's Marion from Canada. My question is about the Cabal Prime Minister of Canada who is dictating a digital ID for each human, and that's the only way the governors of each province will get health money. And if they don't accept the digital ID, we can't shop in grocery stores. Get gas, they can confiscate our bank account. And I wondered if Zora could throw some light on this topic, if it's actually going to come to pass or if this is a big threat or how we're going to proceed.
Okay, Zora? Zora, did you hear Marianne's question?
all of these, what is termed, glorious ideas that people are coming up with,
Zora, I think Marian has a different question. It's not about projects. It's about a situation in Canada, and it's in regards to digital ID that I think the government wants to implement. Did you hear her question?
It would depend on what type of digital ID they're speaking of.
Okay, hold
on
a second.
It was clarified that we can't shop in grocery stores if we don't take it. We can't get gas. They can confiscate our bank account. It's very draconian, and because our freedoms, then, you know, I mean, you're really, you can't get health services. Prime Minister, who appears to be controlled by the World Economic Forum, is saying to the provinces, to the leader, like governors of the provinces, if you don't take this, if you don't make all your people take digital ID, we aren't going to give you health funding for your province. On top of it all. Very draconian, and I don't know if it's going to come to pass. This was what the announcement came across, or if it's a threat, or if he's going to be removed by God's grace. I don't know what's going to happen here. But it essentially makes each Canadian resident pretty much a prisoner, you might say. They can confiscate.
A slave.
Yeah, slave, yeah.
Well, people need to rise up and write letters to their prime minister stating they will not stand for it. And vote against it. You know, it must come to a vote. You cannot implement a law unless it is passed by the Parliament. So Prime Minister, he can only suggest something. He cannot implement the law. It must be voted upon. So you simply have a petition drawn up and have everyone sign it that you know does not agree with it, and send it to your government, to your parliament.
Is it possible
Others in other communities do the same? The more people you get to sign a petition against it, the more they're going to take notice of it, and they'll know that they cannot implement this without a civil war.
We're praying for changing of the guard. I don't know if this will happen in Canada or the world.
It must come to a vote. And you are wanting to sway the vote in your favor. So you send petitions. You contact all your friends in different communities to do the same. And at the beginning of your petition, say exactly what the petition is for. And I can assure you, you will get multiple thousands of votes. Signatures. I can assure you, the Canadian people will not stand for that.
Well, I appreciate. I just was praying for a changing of the guard. In your long vision, do you foresee a changing of the governorship of Canada and the world?
He could very well, if he keeps pushing his issue, he may be assassinated.
Well, I appreciate your view.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's a big one.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your question. Appreciate that. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Okay, bye-bye. All right. Our next caller, you know, I'm going to see, some people have their hands raised. I don't know if you have another question, and this would be for Zora. So I have 850 ending in 7692. So 7692, do you have a question for Zora? Hello?
This is me. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hold on. I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Patty. This is
Patty. Okay.
Patty, I was called on before. Can you hear me? But I do have a question now for Zora.
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Patty. Uh-huh.
Okay. So there's a bit of confusion going on here in America, in my town. We have contacted our representatives, and they are not listening to us. And it's getting stronger. I guess the answer will probably be that we have to work and get a stronger voice. This is where some of my confusion is coming in because, you know, being a Zim holder, I'm feeling that we have to go within, and I'm still doing all these, what some people call the 3D solutions. And from what you just said, Zora, is that we still have to fight the government. Is this correct? Is this what I'm hearing?
Yes. You want to let the government know they're not in charge.
Okay, well, we're doing this. And up to this point, well, we're starting to see a change, okay? And you know, that's part of what we hear is the plan. You know, the truth is starting to come out. Is it, in your view, we just have to bring more people together and raise their voices? Because this is where my perspective. Okay, then I'm on the right
path. It's where you're taking back your power. You're announcing to the government, you're not going to enslave us. We will not stand for it.
So, on a positive note, in the issue of going within, we are doing gatherings and our groups are getting larger. So I think we're on the right path. And thank you so much.
I would say you are.
Thank you so much. You answered my question so much. Thank you.
Okay,
indeed.
Thank you, Patty. Okay, very good. Okay, our next question. I think this is also for you. This is 470 ending in 2627. 2627. Do you have a question also for Zora?
Hello.
Yes, you have a question.
Edna.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
hey,
I want to. How you doing? I'm in Georgia. You know Edna in Georgia.
Yes, so, we know your voice.
Yes. I just want to tell you that you remember, you said that we would get our land back, right? You remember you said that?
I'm sorry?
You said it. You said, don't worry, and y'all will get your land back. You remember when I was talking about the Indians?
Uh-huh. Oh, the Indians. Okay, here. Yeah, you have to talk to Zora about that. Okay, Edna. Zora's right here.
Mm-hmm. Well,
go,
you are
tell
the right
ask, oh, well, well,
thought,
how about we get
you thought
we
got it.
So let's go ahead and ask Zora this question, because Zora is listening to you.
Okay, so you want me to ask him this question? I just wanted to tell
you. Yeah, ask, ask.
Tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
That,
go ahead and ask Zora.
That some of them are getting it back already. Some of them have gotten it back already.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Their land back. You're talking
because
about Native Americans,
because they are
right?
Standing up for their rights as human beings.
Yes, and they are finding things on the land that they didn't think they would find. And let them know that it belongs to them.
The land is abundant with people. people that have purchased land, a lot of the land is on top of oil deposits, gold deposits, silver deposits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, all that. And
yeah.
When they claim the ownership of the land, then they are known to get their way.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, I just wanted you to know.
Yeah, good talking
right,
with you. Keep
you.
Up. All righty, take care. Good talking with you. All right, dear. Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. I think that
a lot of them boys and girls, let them know what they
okay,
need
hold
to.
On. Okay, let me go ahead and all right, and let me see if we have any more callers here for you, Zora. All right, I think that's probably it for today. Not too many callers. I think that was a lot of information that you gave earlier, but let's talk a little bit about what you just mentioned. So we're kind of, in between the prosperity and, you know, working with 3D and moving that forward. So the only thing we have is only pure abundance and prosperity, right? So that's why there's still that transitional shift in regards to what we see right now in the world. So do you want to say anything more about our rights to, if you see anything that you feel to be a problem in your community or in your state, that you just don't let it go, right?
Correct.
So where are we in that evolution of going from we still have to stick up for their rights until everything is complete, correct? Obviously.
Indeed. And your
all right,
let your voice be heard.
And that's also, and then the voice also in regards to your projects.
Of course.
Okay. Here, let's, I've got, I have 775 ending in 6325. Hello, 775 ending in 6325.
Hi, Zora. It's Diana.
Oh, hello, Diana.
I was wondering.
Yes.
Hi. I know that our vibrational frequency isn't high enough here on surface, humans here on the surface. But I was wondering if someday we would ever be able to visit Hollow Earth. Sounds very beautiful.
I can assure you, once the Galactic Federation announces itself to humanity, you will definitely have access to Hollow Earth.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't know why that makes me so happy, but it does. Thank you.
Probably because you've been there.
Yes, very well, maybe. Thank you.
Yeah, I think pretty sure you have been there. Okay, that's for another question. All right. Thank you so much, Diana. And we'll go on to our next question. And this is coming. Hold on a second. Our next caller is, again, I'm going to
hello?
Open your, yes, hello.
Hi. Okay, it's me again.
Hi, you have a question for Zora?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Okay,
so
good.
I need to explain something shortly before I can ask the question. So since I'm a little girl, I know I can feel spaces. I'm an architect and I'm an interior designer. And throughout my life, I always knew that the knowledge that is out there is only halfway and incomplete, and there's always something missing, etc. So I went about to study Vastu Shastra, which is basically the daddy of Feng Shui, And then there's neuroscience, which is so modern right now, which they apply to architecture. And there's a ton of sciences that are only partial. And they're applied mm-hmm. to construction. And then there's all those called esoteric woo-woo sciences, which we all know they're not, like radiesthesy. I don't know if you call it like that precisely in English. It's, you know, the people that can feel currents under mm-hmm. the ground with water, etc. And so what I've started to do, because I somehow have a good, I think, BS filter, is in my work I started incorporating all of those to the extent that I could. And so I also found out some of the reasons why these sciences are incomplete, because some of them depend on magnetic forces, and our poles, the magnetic pole, keeps shifting. And so my issue has always been that I know that our spaces have multiple effect on, first of all, the spaces we inhabit have huge effect, how the houses are distributed, how the space is distributed, but then also the ground that is under us, the energies that are in the ground, have a huge effect. And so I wanted to hear a little bit what Zora can say about that. There's a lot more to say, but I don't want to, mm-hmm. you know, take up too much time. So, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Zora.
Indeed.
Yes. Did you want, would you like to answer Sarita's question? It was a little bit long in its explanation. Can you kind of concise that?
Can you simplify it, please?
Yeah.
So I guess the first question is it true that, or no, who is it out of all the races there are out there who knows more precisely which are the correct laws which rule how the energy inside our ground works? Maybe that's preciser.
Understand this. It's all under what is called universal law.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's governed under. Universal law. Not man's law. Universal law.
And who is in charge of the universal laws, Zora?
Source.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, maybe I should make a better example.
Okay.
So let's say that you live in a house, and in this house, you don't know what it is, but you know for yourself that you're not well, okay? And so you have one person come in, and they can feel that there is a current of maybe water underneath the ground. And so they know that you were sleeping exactly over this current of water and you should move your bedroom because you will feel better because you won't feel that energy anymore, right?
All
is
right.
that something that sounds true to you?
Hmm. And this has to do with water under a house?
Well, that's just one example of many.
So what she's saying is that, you know, so the example is that if you have, you're in a house and your bedroom is, and below your bedroom is a stream of water running. And as we all know, whether it's earth or the ground or the stream of water, it has energy, right? So are you saying that, you know, it might negatively impact the body? Is that what you're asking?
Well, my curiosity was to know if these sort of things are something that, Zora, you have a sense for, you know something about, sounds familiar.
Well, I would tell you.
You know? Yeah.
I would tell you the following. Before you even build a house, you must do one very important thing. look at the surroundings and ask permission that specific locality if it is okay to build there.
Yeah.
Hmm. You will get an answer.
Yeah.
If they have built homes on top of a cemetery,
oh, that's true.
It is not an ideal place to live.
Absolutely.
Right.
If they have built a community over top of resources such as oil and gold deposits, that could also have an effect. But understand, you want, before you purchase a home, rent a home, or whatever, find out the history of that property. And that will, then you will make the right choice.
So in your world, or where you, excuse me if I say things that are, you know, not precise, but where you come from, these things happen, you know the answers through your heart, right?
Of course.
Yeah. And so things are built where you built feels in harmony with everybody.
In harmony with everyone and everything.
I have tears when I think about it. It feels so much like home.
Indeed. Well, you've been there before.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Don't want to take up so much of your time. Thank you, guys. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon again. Lots of love. Blessings.
Okay. All right. Lots of love.
Bye.
Okay. To you as well, Sarita. Thank you. All right. Thank you for that, Zora. We have another individual, another brother or sister. 562, ending in 3425. 3425. Welcome.
Hello, Zora.
It's who you are. Hi,
Cindy Taylor. Hi, you dear do. Zora, on behalf of humanity, I'm asking you to eliminate Klaus Schwab. You had your ship to eliminate the asteroid. Can't you please, on behalf of humanity on this planet, eliminate him now? He's the beast. He's the worst.
We do not kill anyone.
Well, can't
we
you?
We do not cause anyone to ascend.
Well, how do we deal with those people that are hurting everybody?
You return with love.
To Schwab?
For them. Everyone. Everything.
Okay, I will
Nothing.
Send love and
Yes, that's what you do.
I will send.
You do not threaten to eliminate someone.
Love and light will eliminate them?
It will cause them to change their way of thinking.
Then, Zora, I will send all of my love and light to those people that have hurted all of us. Thank you, Zora. I will do that.
Indeed.
Beautiful, Cindy.
Farewell.
Thank you. All right.
Thank
okay.
You.
Very good. Good for everybody to always reflect on, you know, when we're upset or angry with anything that is negative or evil around us, and just be the love and send love back, because always the light wins. The light is always much
Understand,
more powerful than the dark.
Love is
the
glue that holds it all together.
You bet. Okay, Zora. All right. I think we have one more question here coming from 801, ending in 9328. 9328. I think we have one more question. Okay. Yes. This is Zora. Well, I guess that person is not here now. So, oh, here we go. Here we go. This person is here now. Hello? 9328.
Hi, Jane. Sorry about that. I lost my connection.
Oh, that's okay.
From Utah.
Okay, hi, Janice.
I lost my connection earlier when you were talking with Q, so I hope I'm not re-asking something. I heard the when I came back on, you were talking about LWS, and
right.
I wanted to, I belong to LWS, and there's a difference with them and what and how they tell you that you will be contacted. It's not going to be like, you know, you will send out 800 numbers or an email or something. We
right.
were told that we will be contacted by of the Alliance. And
right.
so,
okay.
And right now, it's kind of gone dead. There was Ron. We're not hearing very much from him.
Uh-huh.
And it,
right.
you know, with all that's going on, it gets concerning. You know, what do you do
right.
if you hear from one voice and not the other?
Not to worry.
And I know
we
I don't
know.
Really worry too much about it because
yeah.
I go from my
exactly.
heart. But
absolutely.
I have some that are really concerned, you know, and, and I said,
well,
I said, well, I'm just going to wait.
Yeah, we just have to wait because a lot of things are still are actually changing regarding the process, you know, of redemption. So it's a lot of rumors, and but until we're very certain, you know, I don't really want to talk about that. We just have to kind of do the waiting period, and there are a lot of people that are, you know, under an NDA. So, yeah, thank you for bringing that up. That is absolutely correct. We just have to wait. Until we get
okay.
our final information. Yep, I agree. We agree.
That's all I wanted
thank
to
you.
Know, so I can pass that
okay.
on. I wasn't
good.
Worrying about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, pass that on.
Okay, thanks,
yep.
Jane.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Janice. Okay, bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, everybody. All right, I think we are through for our day. And I think we're ready to call it a day. So, Zora, any last words before we say good day to everyone? In regards to now, what would you like to say to everyone regarding whatever you'd like to be able to share?
Understand that you are gods and goddesses, and you need to act accordingly. That is my message to you.
Hmm. You know, Zora,
I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but that
no,
is
but
the answer.
Yeah. Could I just ask a one question of that about what you just said for all of us? So many of us who understand healing and we understand frequency and vibration and, you know, we are still living in this 3D and staying up at the higher frequencies is great. Like, for example, we can listen to your words. We can listen to other teachers that are giving forth, you know, a lot of really wonderful spiritual inspirations, et cetera. You know, but staying on that level is staying in 3D and getting caught up in 3D. That's something that's it's something that I guess. So we're still growing into the awakening period where we can stay stabilized in the higher frequencies, right? So then we go there, and then we come right back to where we are presently. So, yes, we hear and know that we are gods and goddesses. Now, the true understanding of that is really knowing and feeling that, and you can feel it at times, and then you come right back down to 3D. That's the difficult part of it, right? So we get immersed in sometimes the sadness that happens with family members. We get involved with all of the excitement when there is joy, which is beautiful, but then there's also that other part that maybe fluctuates for us. So I guess just obviously doing the commands or doing the 5-4-3-2-1s and saying it over and over, you know, that I am goddess, I am a god, and I will stay at that knowing. And the more you say that, then and meditation, I think, is still really key. I don't know, it has been for me as far as being able to get away and move into more of the stillness and being connected, going out for the walks and breathing and that beautiful. I think it really comes down to, you know, when you look at the 3D stuff, you know, we got the TVs, we got the house, we got, you know, the beds and the food that we have. So to really connect on a higher level is still always about connecting with people that align with your spirit, connecting with Mother Earth, to connect just with nature and just the energies about her. So all of them are higher frequencies. So that's the reason why Zora always says that. So when I feel like I am not connecting, I will get out and do my walks. I'll get out and breathe in the, you know, the prana or the life force energies, or listen to, you know, or read things that really are aligned with who you truly are as the god and goddess beings that we are. And so we can move forward differently in our perspective of how we see and feel things. And, you know, so anyway. And that takes time to be able to do that, but it is that time to be able to focus more on those higher energies rather than where we are presently. So, anything on that, Zora?
You pretty well covered it.
Okay. All right, so we're all kind of in the same basket, working forward and moving upward. Look at the sun. Look how beautiful it is. Look at the sky if you've got blue sky. If you've got snow, enjoy the snow. I mean, how amazing life is. Life is so ever precious because you never know when that's going to be taken away, and it can happen in an instant. So enjoy the now, enjoy the moment, enjoy your family and friends, and we look forward to seeing everybody again next week. This coming Saturday, obviously, is going to be our call with Q, and I'm sure that we'll probably follow it again with another Zora call. So we thank you, much love, and thanks for our connection with all of you. Thank you for all of you who have also donated to us, so we can move forward also on our communications with you going forward. So much love, everyone. Thank you. All right. We'll call it a day. Bye-bye now.